USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Calling it a monumental moment in the fight against the coronavirus, WHO Executive Director Gabriesis on Wednesday thanked the Biden administration's support for temporarily waiving intellectual property rights and the expenses associated with such rights as an example of leadership to address the global health challenges. Judge Dabney Friedrich of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia has issued a ruling that would revoke the eviction moratorium put in place by the CDC. But the Justice Department is appealing on behalf of the CDC. The case was brought by the Alabama Association of Realtors, which argued that the CDC does not have the power to tell landlords they cannot evict people during a pandemic. The judge agreed. China's foreign minister on Thursday condemned a joint statement by the G7 foreign ministers that expressed support for Chinese claimed Taiwan and cast Beijing as a bully, saying it was a gross interference in China's internal affairs. USA Radio News.
Who's really running the country? Joe Biden? The First Lady? Kamala Harris? Maybe Barack Obama? Already, Kamala Harris is the most powerful vice president in history. All this week, Newsmax's Greg Kelly asked the tough questions about Joe Biden and who's really in charge at the White House. Every night this week, Greg Kelly is on Newsmax giving you the news you need to know. So watch Greg Kelly tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern and see his series, Who's Really in Charge? Newsmax TV is America's fourth highest rated cable news network. Everyone is talking about Newsmax. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune into Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, or YouTube. Or just download the free Newsmax TV app on your smartphone and watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. So should you.
After the death of a child and dozens of injuries, the Consumer Product Safety Commission has announced Peloton has finally agreed to recall about 125,000 of its treadmills. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
After first declaring the $4,200 treadmills were safe as long as all warnings and safety instructions were followed, Peloton has now agreed to the full recall. Joe Mardiak is with the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Ever since we heard about the incidents and the child deaths, we have been actively looking at it and talking to Peloton about a recall of the product. They would not agree to it early on, and that's why we put a warning out to the public about it. At that point, we only had 39 incidents. Since that time, in just barely 2 weeks, the number has almost doubled to over 70.
Peloton is also offering a full refund to those who purchased the treadmill.
Peloton was started with Kickstarter funding in 2013. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida has been one of the top states in the nation with its response to the coronavirus pandemic. Now, Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is giving first responders a $1,000 bonus. Governor DeSantis on Wednesday.
How police were treated last year in many parts of the country was a total disgrace. And they had to put the uniform on. Yes, they knew that the state of Florida had their back, and I think we did much better in Florida. But if you look at what a lot of these police officers are dealing with now, it's terrible. So I thought it was important to recognize the service, to recognize the sacrifice, and I asked the legislature in this legislative session, we need to do bonuses for law enforcement. Some wanted to fund. Some wanted to fund the police. We're funding the police and then some, and that's what we're here today to say. And so thanks to the great work of our legislators who are here with us, as well as the Speaker of the House, Chris Sprouse, the Senate President, Wilton Simpson, we asked and they delivered.
The bill should be on the governor's desk in the next few days. With the chance the National Football League quarterback Aaron Rodgers could be leaving the Green Bay Packers, Mr. Bruce Taphouse in Green Bay says it will provide Rodgers and his fiance with free food and beer for life if Rodgers finishes his career as a Packer. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.